Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. From Ramisa to Epstein's victims, the world needs the Khilafah system. Ramisa Akhtar, 8-year-old, who liked school and had dreams no one will ever know, walked into a neighbor's room and was raped and beheaded. She deserved better than a hashtag. Bangladesh is outraged. Politicians want the death penalty. Some call for Sharia law, but not the system that implements it. Vigils and hashtags achieve nothing. No one will stop the next Ramisa. The cycle, a child dies, public erupts, leaders perform outrage, laws are tweaked, silence, then another child. We live in a capitalist culture that commodifies the human body for profit. Pornography is a multi-billion dollar industry. Capitalism promotes hedonism, pleasure as life's highest goal. Research links pornography to distorted attitudes, aggression, and normalizing children as objects for use. Feed a culture this diet and monsters emerge. The predatory culture that contributed to Ramisa's murder, capitalist hedonistic culture celebrated in elite cycles. Jeffrey Epstein was not a lone monster. He ran a child sex trafficking network for decades. Institutions knew. Powerful people looked away. The same liberal, permissive, wealth-worshipping capitalism that lectures the world about freedom was at its highest levels trafficking children. Ramisa was 8 in a crumpled Pahlavi flat. Epstein's victims were on private islands. The systematic failure is identical. A capitalist, hedonistic culture that does not protect children because it respects them only as objects of desire or profit. Every time a Ramisa happens, our so-called democratic system offers reactive justice, arrest, trial, hanging, case closed. But society is not protected. The same society that demands the hanging continues consuming the culture that produced the predator. The secular capitalist system has no serious child protection, no regulation of predatory content, no community accountability, and courts that take years. Reactive justice under capitalist democracy is a scam. Hanging one man while the culture runs free is not justice, it is a theater. Oh people, is it not time you saw a real alternative to this rotten secular system failing our women and children? For 1400 years, the Islamic Khilafah Caliphate offered a different path. Not a romantic utopia, Islam never claims crime disappears, but a system that eliminates the sources of criminality and, when a violation does occur, delivers swift, severe and honorable justice. When a slave overseer forced a slave girl against her will, Caliph Umar radiallahu anhu had him flogged and banished and refused to punish the victim because she was coerced, establishing that Islam holds the predator solely responsible, never the vulnerable. When young orphan daughters of merchants were taken captive by Raja Dahir of Sindh in 711 Christian era, Al-Hajjaj sent an army under Muhammad bin Ibn Qasim that rescued them and conquered the region. When a child was kidnapped and forcibly converted, the Abbasid Khalif Al-Mahdi ordered his return and punished the abductors. The Caliphate did not wait for vigils and hashtags. It mobilized armies for vulnerable children. The Caliphate built a strong society where vulgarity was not entertained. Women and children were not products, pornography did not poison minds, and the state protected the vulnerable. A single woman's cry could move an army. That is the difference. The promised Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided Caliphate on the method of the prophethood, is not just a punishment system. It is the framework that removes the predator's breeding ground entirely. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Bangladesh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.